Welcome to the Freelancer Podcast. My name is Carl Prinsloo, and in this podcast, I talk about freelancing nuggets without the fluff to help you become a better freelancer. Welcome back to another episode of the Freelancer Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to create a freelance business around your desired lifestyle. So let me set the tone. Working long hours under a terrible boss, answering emails from a manager every 49 minutes, clocking in at 9 a.m. sharp every single morning, enjoying a whole 12 vacation days in the year. And if you were like me, always under financial pressure, feeling like you make one wrong move or, you know, maybe there's an economic shift or whatever, and you lose your job. So the question is, who wants that? Most of us start freelancing to escape this. But the reality is a lot of freelancers are still a slave to the hamster wheel. They've managed to somehow become their own terrible boss. So how do we fire the bad boss and break free to actually enjoy the benefits and freedom, you know, that, and also flexibility that freedom provides? How do we create a business around the lifestyle that we want, rather than trying to squeeze in, let's say, you know, like a watered down version of that lifestyle around our business? One word: intention. The reality is we all have the same amount of time each day. What we do with it is what matters. If you aren't intentional about how you run your business will end up running you. I'm not saying you need to work 2 hours a day and chill the rest of the day. For some people, that might be what you want. Personally, I actually enjoy working 4 to 8 hours a day. But the main difference is I want to be in control of my time. If it's a nice day, I want to play tennis. And actually, quite frankly, I played tennis this morning because the weather was beautiful. If I want to go for an evening walk, I'll do it. And yes, of course, I don't want to paint this idyllic, picture that is always like this. It is not. Some days and campaigns and seasons and whatever are busier than others, right? But the point is, you need to create an action plan for how you spend your time. First, you need to sit down and actually ask yourself, what do you want to do and what do you want to, you know, be, oh, sorry, let me say this again. What do you want to do and who do you want to be doing it with? Secondly, you need to decide how you're going to structure your days and your weeks. So my advice for doing this is to use time blocking and actually be disciplined in sticking out to the plan. So this is what helps for me. I don't know if it'll help for you, but this is what helps for me. No meetings or calls on Mondays and Fridays. Batching specific tasks on certain days. No client work on weekends. No laptop from Saturday evening to Sunday evening. Practically, this means that I need to outsource or, you know, delegate, automate tasks or whatever to stick to this plan. So I do work with a few contractors, you know, to handle some of the work, you know, content creation, development, all of that stuff, type of stuff. And essentially, I pay them to save time, to avoid frustration. What I'm really paying for is more freedom and flexibility. I mean, I could save some cash, probably thousands a month, if I have to do the work myself. First of all, I don't have some development knowledge. I can't technically do it, but hypothetically. But I wouldn't be able to, you know, do the stuff that I do now, certain rewards, like going for breakfast tomorrow with my wife and child and play tennis today and all of these other things if I have to think back during the week. You know, I won't be able to do that if I'm doing all, you know, working 10-hour days. So, yeah, I think that's the point, right? I don't want to be a slave to my work. I value my free time, my freedom, more than earning, you know, X thousand additional every single month. So this is how I run my business around my desired lifestyle. And I want to be clear, is it perfect? No. But it does make me happy. I'm grateful and I'm fulfilled. So the question is, what needs to be done for you to change things around? What do you need to focus on? What do you need to say no to? What do you need to be intentional about? Sit down, make a plan, and be intentional about it. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate you listening.